ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel Amin Aleph. The sugya is the sugya of Menashe, the chatoyim of Menashe. The sugya starts on the bottom of Kuf Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara is Masbid the shame of Menashe. That what does Menashe mean? Shenosha Hashem. Rashi is Masbid Sheshokach Hashem. Nira, that in this Indian is Munach, the Koyach Rashabai, Velamachot the Kolkach, like we already saw, the shame is Magda, the Koyach Sanefesh. Ayin Shai Chuvin Shah Shlishi, Ois Kuf Samaches, when he's listing off the Kitim, Shain Lam Chelek Vailam Haba, that he says that Akar of Ois Vashem, Ein Lam Chelek Vailam Haba. Meni Yaina, is Mazur Bishtein Yonim Aleph, Ein Aleim Yerushamayim, Ol Yerushamayim. The person's not scared of Hashem. Void him a kind mitzvah mumado. He does mitzvahs, he doesn't do it Ava or Simcha. Mumado. And he says you could tell a person when he does an Aveira how he reacts. A person with Yerushamayim, he's mitzvah that he did an Aveira. Void, he's a pachad from the Einish. Asha Inkin or Ois Vashem, the good person. He's not worried, he doesn't feel bad. As Kaidim Kol, you see the Chomer of a person who's Ois Vashem, who's not thinking of Hashem. He's Ein Lo Chelek Lo Olam Haba. You see, it's not just enough, the idea, V'dasha Yesh Hashem. You have to be Misnag Al Pi Yediyah Zu. You have to have a geshem based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefi zeh, Menashe, who is Nasheka, Das Alein is the Chaymer of Ein Lechelek La'elam Haba. Oid, you could be Maisif, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amid Beis, Nashens, the Godel Koyach of the Yetzirah. It says you need Ezer Me Hashem, and Mali HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ezer Eif Shaloi, it's not Shaykh to be Mitgaber on the Yetzirah. You could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always a Lamisha Yedei Hashem, Lamisha Lo Yedei Hashem. Because he doesn't have the same Siyata Deshmayu. As the Gemara, Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, before, brings down the Zman when Menashe went through his big change. The Zman that he had Yisurim, and he was put in a pot, a copper pot that was very hot, they were cooking him. And he did tshuva. What was his tshuva? His tshuva was that he called out to Hashem and he asked Hashem to help him. Because Hashem was matzal him. As the fiyan dvarim elu is dachzei gishmak. What was his chet? That he was nos Hashem. As what was his nisayin? To see if he was put in a matzah of Yisurim, if all of a sudden he'll be maida, that he's totally beyond Hashem. As when he did tshuva and he called out and davened to Hashem, that was the tshuva bidiyuk on the chet that he did. And the pasuk says that when Hashem was matzleb, as the pasuk says, v'yada menashe Hashem hu elokim, dainu, that was the tikkun of the chet. And that's what made him to change his whole mahus of a person. His whole life, yikilu, was nosha Hashem. But as soon as the mice happened, the Yisurim, and he chaf that he needs Hashem, as from then on, everything changed. It was this, it's to gamal liba lididan. The more we're makir that we need Hashem, the more it would change our lives too. As the Gemara on the top of Kukimu and Allah brings Hezbra in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah was Nechlaku Tanoim, Menashe Yesh Lechelik Leilam Haba. Tanakama says, Ein Lechelik Leilam Haba. And Ubihudas Chelik, it's Pashtis, it says Behdi in the Psukim that he did Shuva after he was taken out of the pot and he was brought back. He stopped doing the Averis, he stopped killing, he stopped doing the Avodah Zarah. He was buying a Mizbeach L'Hashem as he did in Aziba Sachet. As Pashas Mefurish that he did Tshuva. You could say, if she didn't do a Tshuva Shleima, as was the Machlokes, if he did a Tshuva Shleima. That's what Pashas, what he would have learned. The Shaila is, if you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, when it's Mazba the Machlokes, the Lashon of the Gemara is, is the man the Amashiyesh Lam Chelik Lailam Abba holds he did Shuva. The man the Amashiyesh Lam Chelik Lailam Abba holds he didn't do Shuva. So, what do you mean he didn't do Shuva? The Pasuk says, Mefurish, he was Ezeb the Chet. Oh, Ezeb Shilik Mar means Loyavit Shuva Le Gamri. Ezeb should learn that the Mshurish Adav is in Rib Sadik. In Takonis Ashavim, Sasmenu Sechacha, but the Kivun is there. And even though he did Shuva, what was his Shuva? His Shuva was because he wanted to save himself from Yisur, and he was burning, and he had to save himself. But not that he did it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that Darga of Shuva is called the Loyavit Shuva. That'll be a Kivun in the Gemara. Or you could use a nusach ba'ayfin zeh. Even if you do a tshuva, but the tshuva has to be kefil echet, a person like Menashe, that it was harbe yashma ad b'yaysa, because the level of his charata has to be a massive charata. As in aziv eschet, in achinami, he didn't aziv eschet of his charata, he wasn't yaysa. The Gimel Dvar Mamakvim is, let's say he did a Vidu, let's say he did an Aziba Sachet. But you need a Charata too. As Kinireh, his Charata wasn't on the Darga that it could be called the Tshuva. As anything that doesn't have a Charata Kirai, that's Nishkin Tshuva. So that's the Lashon of Eino Esa Tshuva. Even though he did do an Aziba Sachet, but it's not mukhruch how bad he felt what he did before. Mara says, Darshans, that Vayishma lo vayeta loy, the Gemara Darshans, Miloshin vayechta. The Kosh Baruch Hu made a kamin machteres berakia. That was Mekachik and not letting Hashem be Mekabel. Yishalmi, it's more Mefurish that the Malachim was Suisim, the Shari Shamayim, Shalom Yala, Tshuva, Shalom Hashem. The Ramaz bothered with the question that Hashem could do whatever he wants, it could be Ma'akev on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, it's Mishalim, it's Ki'elu. Yish Mokum Loimar, Alpimashi Kosu, Vesfonim, Akdeshim. That every mitzvah that a person says, does, is a ruchniyistik mitzvah, and every aveira that a person does is a ruchniyistik mitzvah. And that ruchniyistik mitzvah that's created by the mitzvah is oilu l'shamayim. Nefesh HaChaim is very famous, as Mazbe the Gemara, brachas davov, the tefillah is oimid berumah shel oilam. Umnei adam mezalzlim behem, he explains the words of the tefillah literally are oilu l'mayla l'shamayim. That means under Biruma Shalom, who are the Cholam Mitzvahs. As that's what it means, the Malachim was Sashma Shamayim. Mitzvahs Hashem and Asher shouldn't be Eilul Maila. I, Hashem, could do whatever he wants, MS, but Hashem was Kaveh Seder the Bria. That the Mitzvahs have to be Eilul Maila and by Yerasha. The Malachim have the, Hashem gave them the Koyach to stop the Mitzvahs from going up, because they don't deserve to go up. That was in the Kuda, was Makachik Midas Adin. The Shaila is, what was this Kavaldiga Kitchik of Midas Adin? He didn't do tshuva. The Choyer tshuva works on everything. So you could learn in two ways. You could learn that the Kitchik was the tshuva was Geruah. It wasn't mespik for the Chet. Befrat, he was Kari Lekul Avodah Zarah. Before he called Hashem, the whole tshuva was done in a Geruah Dika Oifen. And Hashem was Naig Lekabel, as it was a Chiddush, that Hashem was Naig Lefnim Meshuvah Sadim Lekabel Tshuva Asai. Or you could learn his Chet was so kamer, killed so many people, it wasn't Naig Lekabel as tshuva. Befrat, if you learn, he was a Chotir Machti Asarabim, speaking beyond the Lassas Tshuva. If the Kitchuk was mitzad the Maisa Tshuva, there's a man the Yom that holds Loyasa Tshuva. We see it wasn't the highest dag of Tshuva. Or the Kitchuk was Mishum Gogalachet. It's not clear. Like the second Malach was saying is a very big Chiddush, because Pashtis, in every Avera you could do Tshuva. So what does it mean? He did so many Averas in Tzayin Aroi Lekabal Tshuva. So it's a Chiddush that there is such a Musig. Ishlis topic, what the Nakuda was in Menashe, that it was Enoi, he did his Achutzbah Klapi Shamayim, Meshunedik Averis, Biyad Roma Kolkach, that it wasn't Roy Lekabalim, or because his Maisa Tshuva was a Shvachra Maisa Tshuva. When he did Tshuvas Mitach Yisurim, and he tried every Avodah Zarah, then he tried Hashem. It wasn't Nischarat Lagamri, Ishlodin Ulis topic, it's not Klar. Vinishvi, Rabbi Yechanan says that if someone says that Kolomi Menashe Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba, Mavi Yedeim Shel Bali Tshuva, as you see from Rabbi Yechanan, that there's a big limud from this. Bemis, we learn from Menashe two things. There were some people that feel they did so many averus, so many terrible things, it's not shaykh for them to fix. As I said, Gufa Ba Menashe, he was Ferlech Avarian. And he was over in Znus. In Avodah Zarah, he was a Maimed Tzalem Behechol, Oyim Benoira, Shefech Damim Mipoyad Poy, Kol Yushalayim. The three worst affairs, Yeharig Val Yavar, Nafilu Hochi, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Makabal Tshuvas, Lelametcha, that every person could come back. The Kaitch is every person is Chaviv Tashem. Hashem wants to give all of us a chance. However far and however much a person is Chayit Hashem, always wants him back. Aleph. And Beis, if you learn that the Chiddush of the Tshuva was that it wasn't a Tshuva Shleima, Ve'arai is a man the Yom holds, he didn't do a Tshuva, as then we'll see Nacha Kneitch in the Gemara. And even though the Tshuva wasn't a Tshuva Shleima, of it still helps. And thus is a limud gadol, a chizak l'didan also, that again, we don't do a tshuva shleima, but still a kadosh baruch hu is chayt, and a kadosh baruch hu is makabal the tshuva. L'chayr you receive both your sides. As if to which the Gemara dashens the word of Bereshis, it says by Yoyokum Zidkiyo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring the world back to Bereshis, the Sovavo. Why? Because of the Chataim of Yoyokum and the Chataim of the Daru Zidkiyo, and Zidkiyo saved him. So, Maisi, you see in the Gemara, big aside this. Number one, you see how much one Rasha is Yachol Ligram Piran Yisla'ilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikesh La'abarailam Mishum Yoyokum. Yirayel Yidach Gisa also, Ad Kama Tzadik Echad is Goyim Toiv Aloylam, and Hagon Aloylam. Shemis was Sidgiyo, was Nitzel Kol Adar. You see both sides of the coin. It's Kamen Akudis and Pshat in the Sugya. Rashi Divya Maslow Doiroi says, why weren't there Tzadikim in the Dor of Sidgiyo? He says, because all the Tzadikim went into Golas to Bavel to Yoyachim and Tzarebir. The Gemara says that Hashem wanted to be Kish Lech Ravoilam. And why didn't he? Because there was Sikiyo. When the Gemara say they were Tzadikim and Bavel. Bishlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Yichar of Yerushalayim, and Sitkiyo was the only person in Yerushalayim. Okay, we hear Sitkiyo saying, "Do Yerushalayim." We were talking about the whole world. As Lachaira, it's a deacon from the whole world. Could be mitzvah to save the world. As if you could say, Geshmak Rabshad in the Gemara, that not every tzaddik is a kayach to be megan from the Rishayim. Only a tzaddik who's together with the Rishayim and still he doesn't do the Avera of the Rishayim, because he has a koyach to be Megan. As only Tzidkiyo that was together with the Rishayim and he didn't do, Bezeh, he was Mechapra on the Ched of the Rishayim, and he gave koyach that the Avera shouldn't be Mekatrik. As the Gemara asks, Sikyo was a tzaddik, I says, Yasara bein Hashem. Shall you be other limcha is filoi micha? The Farshim asks, the Gemara in Brachas, Darshan Zapasik, Vaat the whole Rasha Nasi al Sikyo, Shoshayim Bechayim Kari Mesim. And over here it says that Sikyo was a tzaddik and saved the whole dark. As Nira, two Hadgashas. Number one, over there was talking about that he was going to be Nenes in the Golos. As he did Chatayim, that when Miyuchad, that he should be Nenes in the Golos. The two Chatayim that he gave to Kiyadua was the Gemara in the Dharm Dav Samechei, that he saw in Nebuchadnezzar Iran Neves, and Nebuchadnezzar made him make a Shvuah, he'd never be Megala, and he went to Bezdin, and they were Matar his Shvuah. And he was Megala, and Nebuchadnezzar found out. So that's why Nebuchadnezzar came to Muhammad and made the Churban Abayis. The Chilul Hashem, by his Sheila on the Shvua, was Gairim the Churban. Because he was Nenesh in that Nakud, he was Nenesh in the Kibush of Nebuchadnezzar. Va'oid, when Nebuchadnezzar came, as Yirmiyah told him that he should surrender to the Bavel, and then he'll go away. And he didn't listen. Pasuk in Devar Yomim, Beis, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis, says Lehedyo, as Yasara Veine Hashem. As because he was Choyte in those two Bechines, as therefore Klabi Golas, he was a Bechines Rasha. And he was Nenesh with Golas also. They knocked out his eyes, and they chained him up, and they brought him to Bavel. Abba Bishar in Yonim, he was a tzaddik gomer. He was shayim etayim mitzvahs, boifin ha-niflo b'yaysa. He didn't do any of the chataim or the rest of them. That's one adgasha. Another adgasha is this pasuk was never in the beginning of Mamlecha Sidkiyo. As at that point, Hitaka was a tzaddik. The other pasuk was never at the soif of the Mimshala of Sidkiyo when these maysim happened. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara darshan zepasik al shalosh al sadish etz otzel avarti on kama malachim, on the malachim that did grace the chatoim. As a mashal zmas with the Gemara, that these were the malachim that beik were goyrim the arida of klal yisal that was goyrim the churban. Achaz, Menashe, Amlin, who was the son of Menashe and Yoyakim, and the Gemara is on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Bez Hashem, we'll see, we'll dash in the Chatayim that they did. As this was what was Goyrim, the Geder Avonim Nersa, that the Beis Hamikdash was Nechav, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Gemara dash in two is a Otzel Achaz, that why he was Bittel Taira Vavoida. You see in Nifle de Gezach, what was the shayrish of why he wanted to be mevatel Torah, that people should learn Torah and avoid this Hashem, the Mizbeach, avoid this Beis Hamikdash, Mishum Atzlos. It's a tircha to be loymed, it's a tircha to do avoid this Hashem. He wanted to take it easy and not work hard for Hashem. Menashe, it dash into the pasuk of Chazal Chosar Leiv. As Nira, I read the Gemara before on Daf Kuf Aleph on the basis that Aviv was Lamda Taira. What was the problem? He was a Chosar Leiv. If we master with the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Tezvav, that says that what's the reason why people who learn Torah, that the Torah is not making aleihem, as the Gemara says, Tina Haisa Balibam. And therefore the Torah wasn't able to penetrate the leiv and be meraimim them. So that's what he was called, a chasar leiv, because Tina Haisa Balibai. As the Viyadata Yoyim, the Yadiyas in Torah he had, but the Shivaisa Levecha, that he didn't have. The Gemara then goes on and says, "Dalit Kita She'ena Mekablos Pnei Shechina." The Shaila is, what does it mean, Mekablos Pnei Shechina? The Yadam over here, the base of the Kin, Sefer by the Ma'abir and Nuchas Tshuva Perek Aleph, they learn that it's a Dargan Olam Haba. And the Schar of Olam Haba is to be Nena Meziv HaShechina, Nena Mekablos Pnei Shechina. A bit even says a chiddush, it has to be talking about we did tshuva. If we didn't did tshuva, how would it be in Olam Haba? The Yesh Lord, and if he did tshuva, why doesn't it help? Right? Tshuva helps for all Avedas. As you could learn, that we're talking about a person that did Rav Mitzvahs. He had a mix of Avedas. If these Avedas that the Gemara lists, so we could still be Zeicha to Olam Haba. But about it's going without tshuva, and still be Zeicha to Olam Haba. And it's to be Yemi HaShas. Schoiluk on the Mavik. Avada Tshuva helps. Okay. So, the feel the way these Rishonim are learning, this is going on Madregis La'olam Haba. Lashon of the Ramah is that he won't stay with Aspaklaria Meira. It's a big Chiddush. The Gemara and Sadiq, the Makar is the Gemara and Sadiq Zainam Ebezer. Say that Stikim that look with Aspaklaria Meira. Without Aspaklaria Meira, the Chor over there is going by Tzadikim, just they were bigger Tzadikim. Over here we're going about people that have Avedas, Mashma. It's a Hecher Adarg, not just Stami Ne Mestako Bas Paklaya Meira. I have a little bit of a dig in the Rabbeinu Yoina that it's Mashma, not like the Yad Raman and Mabit. I'm not sure. The Rabbeinu Yoina in Shashlishi is Moina Kifi Luchoim Rav Avedas. As he lists the high dargas, one of them is Einish Mises Bez, then higher than that, in Chelik Loilam Haba. Higher than that is over here. These things of Einam Akamim Bnei Shechina. If they have Loilam Haba, L'chayra, it's not as chomer as Einam Chelik Loilam Haba. It's in the fact that Rabbeinu Yenis Moinahim higher than the Einam Chelik Leilam Haba, Mashmi, he's Bechlal Masai Mane, he's Einam Chelik Leilam Haba, and even worse. The Kulayi could be Matcha the Deir, Yechayis Nish. Rabbi Yena, in Shashlishi, in Saif Shashlishi, over in Ois Kufa in Dalet, is Magda the Kitas. And the Rabbeinu Yoina says many madrigas in the kitas. He's madgish, not every madriga in these kitim, but he's bringing down all the madrigas because they're all chomer, like you see in our sugya. As a chelik of what he's madgir is the Indian of Leitzanis. And over here, is a grace in a kuda to be Aymeran in the Chomer of Leitzanis. I mean, the other thing, Sheker, Lashon Hara, Hanifa, Tereshayim type, is that we can understand the Chomer Shabbai. Of Leitzanis, what's the Chomer of Leitzanis? Yeah. Fortunately, by many of the societies that people live in, Leitzanis is a way of life. Whoever could do better Leitzanis is, it's more covered from people. People even pay money to hear Leitzanis. Yeah. Now here we see that Leitzanis is Mr. Yiddish is as the Rebbeinu Yonah speaks out that the Nekuda Leitzanis, the two highest Madrigas is Mevazah people. He's nice and doyfi v'nei adam. People make fun of people. Even in that day of Madrigas, you make fun of a person for his chachma, you make fun of a person for his shmiras Torah and mitzvahs, for who he is. Yeah. If either that's much more chomer than you make fun of a person that is heavy. Yeah. So it's not the ikamahus of a person. But when you make fun of him and you put him down in something which is the gechshiva sa'adam, that's his chayim ma'ayich. Lashon of the Rebbeinu Yonah, you mamish reichoi b'fnei bnei adam. You lower the way people look at him. They're not mechavid him. They don't give him the kavod kirai. And this is a grace in Nekuda. Rashi Shivas, Mashgichim, Rabbeim, Tamidei Chachamim. The people would give them the kavod kirai. But because there's so much Leitzanis that exists in the world, there's a mela. People aren't mechavet tamidei chachamim kiroi, and not mechavet other things kiroi, tzadikim kiroi, rebbeim kiroi. And it's kedai lemadgish. It means every rebbe is perfect, every mashgiach is perfect. No, in tzadik baretz asher lo yechta, no one's perfect. The shail is, what are you focusing in on? What are you talking about? What are you focusing on? Are you looking at the chesroinus of the person? Then you won't be able to be mechavad in kiroi. Or do you look at the milas of a person? As the Rebbeinu Yonah says that tzaddikim, he brings a pasuk, when tzaddikim are around, they always see the milas of a person. When rishayim are around, they always see the chesroinus in a person. As you see a bechina of a tzaddik, the hevdel between a bechina of a tzaddik and a rasha, goof in this Nekuda. So important not to be judgmental. So many people are so judgmental, they pass judgment on other people, who he is, what he is. Very negative. Yet, oh, I'm a grace of Chacham, I can see through him. No, you're not a grace of Chacham. You have a grace of Yetzahara that wants you to see everyone's bad. A Chacham is to see Milas. There is Milas Chavarinu. We see good in people. Das ist our Avoida. Das ist Klavi people. And then the Rebbeinu Yonah speaks about another thing on the Leitzanis of Torah, Mitzvahs, of ideas, of Ashkafis. You know, to make a Leitzanis from things that are Kilu. And over here, we bring the Messias Yisharim in Shara Zirus. And the Mesilas Yisharim says that there's so many things that people would look at with seriousness and a little bit of Leitzanis, it loses the whole Chaimer. Titen the dogma, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Yomim Nairayim. With a little bit of a Leitzanis, a person could take out the seriousness. You can go to a Shmuz, and every person is Mamish Ma'irish Tag from the Shmuz, and then someone could crack a joke. You see how the Magid Shir's nose was what the Mashgiach Shir was not was running when he gave a shmooze, and all of a sudden all the seriousness goes out. Mitzvahs, Torah, Lulav, Esrig, Vechule, Talis, Tfilin, you can come with a Chaimer, with a Kavod. But Leitzanis kills the Kavod and the Chshivas that people give to things. This is the Chaimer of Leitzanis, Kamatzarech Lizar, from this Midah, kills this Iris, kills the Prapach Shivas and cover that we give to things. The Tikkun Sheboy is to be ways by in Toive people to see the Milas and be Megadol, the Milas of Bnei Adam. See the Milas of Torah, the Milas of Mitzis, and be Megadol that, and the Hepach. The only Leitzanis which is Mut is Leitzanis Davoy Dizara. instead of making fun of tzaddikim and tamid rachamim, make fun of the rishayim. Make the leitzanus over there. That's where the jokes should be and the gnai should be. And that way, it'll lose its chashivus. The Reishis Chochma in Shah Yud Beis in Kedusha also is Marich in these Inyanim. So one nice Adgosha that he made is all these Pkamim, Pkamim in Dibur. All these things are Chataim that you do with your peh. You see Ad Kama Tzarech Lishmar Lekanesh HaPeh from these Inyanim, to watch out from them and to be careful. The Gemara continues, and it says, "Darshan zaposik in Telem, loisune lechara, shelo yishva behen yetzahara." Afterwards, it says, "Shelo yevasucha chalom yisrayim veruhurim rayim." So over here, you see in Nifla de Gezach that you could be mispal shlo yishva bach yetzahara. You could be mispal shlo yir bahir hurim rayim. Before a person goes to sleep, it's a chelek. This is what we say in Kriyash Malamita. As we're davening, we shouldn't have a hurim rayim mishashina. But who are you could mispal kolos man? Shlo yishva bach yetzahara. It's a tefillah to make all the time. Hashem should watch us that the yetzahara shouldn't have shlita. That's one of the big kelim that we have to be mitgaber on the Yetzirah, is this tefillah. Afterwards, the Gemara darshins the rest of the pasuk, "Ki bi choshak v'afalteyu." Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu says that if a person is choshek by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem saves him. If you see the skula of cheshek by Kodesh Baruch Hu, then the Gemara says the three malachim that we've been learning about, Menashe, Achav, and Yeravim, Goydel Madrigasim v'Torah. Menashe was shayna chamisha mechamisha upon him mitayrus kanim kineged shnei malchusai. Achav shmoinim v'chamisha yiravam meyo v'shloishon. It's kipshuta when you learn the Gemara, it's mamal al arayin. You know, people that were oisig in taigon, tyrants, such a hechra madriga. Kol kach habi ponim in vayikra in tayrus kanim, which is the chelik ha-covid of the chelik, which is a little bit harder to learn. And filoachi der kol kach habi pamim, ponim, in Torah. And filoachi der Mashiach kol kach, the way Rashi learns that kineged shnei malchusai, that it means while every year is malchus, he darshan something else. As you see in Rashi, that even in the years where he was in Russia, he was still dashening. He was dashening in Torah. You have a person who's mamish doing averus chamuris, yitzichus, thing gone connected to Torah, but still, that's okshikach Torah, kolos man. Yeah. Thus is a limud gadol lididan. Ad kama, even when we speak in learning, we talk in learning, we frat levnei Torah, it doesn't mean we don't have to be careful from our virus. We don't have to be careful from midas. We don't have to be careful from remembering Hashem. You see over here at Kamat Tzarech Lizar, even the Bnei Torah, even people who are living in Torah, Vayif and Gadol. Then it goes more into the Chataim of Menashe. It brings the pasuk that Nam Noki Shafik Menashe Habi Moid Hashem Milus Yerushalayim פוי לפוי, ופה לבן מיכתס אשר הכתיס יהודו, לסס הרב עיני השם. As one pshat is that he was Hager Yishayol. And from Khan we learned that it says that he was Shofer Harbei Damim of Yidden and he killed Yishaya as his mashva. Shkula Neshamas El Tzadik Echad Keneged Kol Ha'olam Kulay. Chavaldi Galimud that Chaimus Avave speaks about it. The people walking around that are poshut shava harbe bnei adam, people say a mashal, oh, this person's walking around, he's worth $2 million, this person's $5 billion. The ilama gashmi, as the way they mag the people, is with geld. In a ruchniistic sense, there are people walking around, this people is worth millions of people. Hishava keneged kol ha'olam. Sai b'p'chinas haschuyah shaloi is keneged kol ha'olam. The koyach of hagona shaloi is megan al kol ha'olam. Zos in the chomer of a p'tira sadik. The goydol aveda of a p'tira sadik. He lost a person who's worth hundreds, thousands. Just b'kitzer, what was the riga of Yirmiyo? Yirmiyo, Yishayo, that Menashe, I'm sorry, the riga of Yishayo, Menashe, the Gemara is in Yivamis, and that Mem Tesami base, the Gemara brings that Menashe asked him questions on the Sefer that he wrote. As he didn't answer him, so he wanted to kill him for it. Grace the Tzaddik, you know, he's Mamash Noikim Nikmas Hashem, as he's going after the Tzaddik Shabbadar, Lahavdal, because the Tzaddik Shabbadar did an Avera Chas V'Chalila, and he has to fix things up. I am Venayra, what Menashe's Chutzpah, with Frat Menashe, this was his, it was his grandfather. Menashe's going to kill his grandfather, the Tzaddik Hadar. As it said, he said, a shame to hide himself in a board. As he took a neser and he went to chop him. And when he got this peh, as then he was able to kill him. As why in his peh wasn't there shlita? What was he able to be shlita to kill him? Because one time he said, am betoich am tamei sosayim ani yosheves. Hashem Baruch Hu gave him nevuah. As he said, "B'toich am tamis v'sayim." As he said words of kitchik on Klal Yisrael. As a meile, he wasn't able to be nitzel from his peh. You see the nifliger kitchik of saying bad things about Klal Yisrael. How careful you have to be. I am v'nair. As then, the Gemara darshans afterwards and three malachim that were mamish rishayim and what they did. Achaz was the ben of Yosem, who was a tzaddik, the father of Chizkiyo, who was a tzaddik. Menashe, the ben of Chizkiyo, the grandson of Achaz, and Amalim, who was the ben of Menashe. With those three malachim, Kilo the Yerida in Malachim started with Achaz. He started the Chet. Menashe Fatif the Chet more. And Amon Fatif did even more. He made it even deeper, the Chataim. That's the machina of Avera Gereris Avera. The Yetzar starts with a little Chet, and then it gets worse, then it gets worse. As Kedem Kol, it speaks about what they did to the Beis Hamikdash. As Achaz Amida Baliyah, he brought Mizbechus Lavay Dezar and Daliyah to the Beis Hamikdash. Menashe Amida Behechol. And Aman Yinisa the Beis Kodesh Kadoshim. Kikotz Amatza Mishtareya. The bed wasn't able to hold it. the Kodesh Kadoshim is the Cheder Amitis, it's called in Tanakh. It's the Makom Zivug between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the Makom we're together. In that Makom Gufa, he put his Avodah Zarah in. This is the Pgam HaGadol that he did. So over here, you see the Neidige Chutzpah of these Rishayim, the Makom HaMikdash, the Makom of Kodesh Kadoshim, as that's where they brought the Tumah. Over here is the Oimik in what we learned before. The Gemara says that Hashem told Nebuchadnezzar, Kimcha Tchina Tachanta. As we saw the Nefesh HaChaim, the Nefesh HaChaim is Masber, because when a person does a Chet, it's a ruchni is the gemetzias. He's choyre v'olam v'sal yoinim. That's mashpi on the olam hagashmi. As being that the chet was choyre of the ruchni is the olamis, as the bitui came out in the maisa, that whatever goes on the olam v'sal yoinim is mashpi on the olam hatachtan that we're in now. As in ruchni is the gesens with the chatayim, they destroyed the beis hamikdash. As a mele, the goyim were able to be shaylen and destroy it. As that's going on, the Chataim Waif and Klali of Klal Yisrael. But over here, it vatifens even more. If the Melech of Klal Yisrael could do an, take an Avodah Zarah and put it into the Beis HaMikdash, the Melech is Kilu, the Shailen on Klal Yisrael, as his Chet is Kilu, a Chet for everyone too. And I go, Lebicha boy. They could have been yet all together. As the Chet Gufa was, they were pregim in the Beis HaMikdash. That Gufa was the Chet. As a Mela, the Einish was that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. If they bring an Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash, and Kilo, they're chasing the Shechina out of the Beis HaMikdash because they're metamed with the Tumas Avodah Zarah. As the Einish was, that Hashem shouldn't be Masha's Shechina, Memel, the Goyim would be able to be Shailen on it and destroy it. This is the Chaimer Chet. Mikan is the makom to bring the Nefesh HaChaim in Shan Rishon, Perek Dalet, where he says his big yisoid, you know, Amod HaSalem Behechol, oy, how could the Tzart even say the words? How could someone do it? Frad in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Azok, the Nefesh HaChaim, but a Yid is Mechashiv in Znus. He has a Hurei Znus in his Mayach, in his Lev. When he's kayas, when he's pagim in his bein adam l'chaveray, as the lev of a yid, the mayach of a yid is kodesh kadashim. As what he's doing is the chet of hamadis sedam meheichom. That's what causes the churban, even bezman hazeh, mishum shekol dosh on the nivu beis hamikdash b'yalav kilu nechrova. As we look at his chet oyim v'naira, zog din nefesh achayim, it's a limud ledidon. Chas v'shalom, we should do the same chet. Kan is a moedor rabba le'ilu that mistakel on iPhones or smartphones or other ways of being mistakel on things that they shouldn't be mistakel on. There's a little bit of a hergish. It's not stam, you're looking at something bad. It's metame yekodesh kadashim. Every person is neshama kadashim. That's a shalom to be matame your kodesh kadoshim, the kedusha that you have, the aliyah that you have, the milas that you have, chas v'chalila to be matame. How many people are nechrav as human beings from looking at these things? Why? Because when you do that chet and you bring these istaklos and these surim into your brain, into your lave, as a medla. You're bringing a tzelem in your heichel as you're destroying your kedusha. As the pile yaitze is that they lose the tzuris adam in so many different ways. destroys the person. So many people have different yurigas and different terrible things happen to them from it. No. Kiyudua, we're learning that Menashe did tshuva. That's what we learned on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. There's always an Eitzah. You could always be Mishchazi. You could always do tshuva. We could do a tshuva on a much higher darga than Menashe did the tshuva. We could do a tshuva shleima. It's called Echad Shetei Lecha. You could fix this nakuda. Be misakin what you could be misakin. Then it continues and it says the other chatoyim. Achaz was botalas avoid. They didn't let the avoid in the base amigdash v'chasam es ha-toyra. The Medrash says he closed down the yeshivas. He didn't let them learn Torah. The Tinaikah shel Beis Rabbam. Menashe also. As what was his pgam in Torah and Avodah? Menashe was kodesh askaris. That means he ripped out the askaris of a sefer Torah. V'haris as a mizbeach. That's Avodah. Amon was sarif as a Torah. V'elashmam as agami mizbeach. As they checked with the two amudim shabailam, and we know the Masha says this, the Mishnah in Avish, Ashloish amudim ma'ilam aymir ala taira, ala vaida. And Bemis with the Chorban Abayas, we lost both. No vaidis base amigdash kipshuta. We have no base amigdash. Taira, the Pesukim in Eicha says, Makav esarea bagayim ein taira. The Goyin says that's why at the end of Shmai Nesei, when we're mispal for the Beis Hamikdash, we say v'sencha king of v'sayra secha. As the Torah is not b'shleimus after the Chorban. As because these two Rishayim chapped with Torah and Avoida, as a Mela, they cause Chorbanus and Klaius on these areas. Then the Gemara continues. And it said, the chap with the Avera of Arayas, Achas Hitter, Sa'ever, Rashi learns he did the Avera many times. It was Nasa like Ahetta. Rashi was Balachoy, Say, Amma was Balimai. As they were Pagim in the head of Arayas. You see, they were poigim in the Ikri Amudim of the world. In the Doram Babel, we also find that they were choytin Avodah Zarah, like these people were choytin Avodah Zarah, which is Keneged Avodah. They were choytin Gilui Arayis, which is, can I get over here, what it says that they were choyte in Gilui Arayis. So maybe the Einish was a Mabel. As the Maral in the Mishnah and Abbas explains, because the Amudim that the Oilem HaOymer on, they keep the world. When you pig him in these areas, they cause a Churban, a Mabel in the world. So these were the three chatayim, the inyanim chamurim of Klal Yisrael. These malachim and maharis. Yasi yoyokim, amu kamoy le yodi le guze kuli hai. Ino nutzrichin, anu tzrichim el loira, yesh lan azab parpiyam. It was kaifer and the inyan that the world needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could last without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Chaimadika Einish. It was Nanesh Latayre Dairis Laharis Lay that will Tali Biyar Hashem. We all need a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In order to be Chaimel with the David Taif, so go to the Gemara of Micha. As the Gemara asks, Micha, why wasn't he Nimna with Elu Sheinam Chelek Lailam Haba? So the Gemara, Shnei Shepitai Mitsuya Laivdei Kachavim. The Gemara says, you see, Goydala Inyan Avachnasis Ochim, that it was it's malim einayim in a rishonim in Micha. It made that he shouldn't be nenash. It also says v'teilach nasas orchim that Yisrael was zeicher to have einuklach that was ten tzadikim and tamidei chacham because of the nasas orchim that he did to Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, godel koyach of achnasas orchim. There's two ways of learning the Gemara. One way of learning the Gemara is because he did achnasas orchim, and therefore he was zeichel olam haba. But the Yad Ramah learns different. The lashon of the Gemara from Neimalo Manu is Micha. We're not asking why he has a chelik in olam haba. It's poshut he doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. The Gemara was asking why weren't we minding him? That the answer is achnasas orchim. And about if a person does dvarim shein lam chelik loylam haba, and then he goes in and does achnasas orchim, it's not going to save him. You see the godol maila of achnasas orchim to bring people mazon v'oichol and ad kamet poyo.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.